your goddamn teeth.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't get Christmas caroling. I don't like seeing my neighbors, much less hearing them sing. Now, unless my neighbor's Kenny Chesney or Faith Hill, I doubt your neighbors are pretty much worth listening to. You know, it's just kind of weird hearing your neighbors sing about the baby Jesus when last week they just shot each other arguing over a Chevy being better than a Ford, all right?
Oh, Larry.
Get her done.
The day after Christmas is always a letdown, too. It's like you have it all these weeks to get excited, and you're excited, and you're excited, and there it is, and boom, it's over with. Now I know how all my ex-girlfriends felt. Well, I'm telling you.
That was funny.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
All right, let me see. I was just looking at something else, and I didn't even chance to ask. Robbie, have you heard from her yet? The lovely Nancy?
She was going to finish up with the Pats at 5 o'clock, but you know sometimes the questions get probing, Don.
She's a very busy lady.
She is.
All right, we're hoping to talk to the most powerful woman in sports broadcasting.
Right.
Nancy here in a couple of seconds.
Very always a pleasure to talk to Jim.
She's got the call on the Patriots-Steeler game this weekend.
She's always good when the games are big.
She's good. She's good.
Jim, I like Nance. Her.
That bitch!
James Nance.
You're now, forgetting how pretty.
Oh, and her mama. Her mama was just on TV last week.
Yes, talking about Thanksgiving. She was wonderful doing that.
Dolly Madison.
I'm looking at something here on our website, and I have a question if this is something that is symptomatic of the internet in general.
Okay.
Or if it's something that I'm overreacting to, or if it's just normal crap. We have our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com,
right,
which we use mainly as a way to people to listen to the show. Uh-huh. We have audio highlights up there. We put pictures up there. And we have, in essence, a message board.
Right.
We don't pay a lot of attention to it. We get a lot of emails complaining that we don't keep it up regularly. Well, it's a full-time job. Anybody who runs an internet site knows that. And there's plenty of chat rooms if you want to chat about the show.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort.
But every week, I get this statement about how many people have signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known since we started this that we were getting a lot of spam bots.
Okay.
Signing up as members on our webpage.
Right. People that are just in there designing, with the design of getting addresses from other people, right?
So, for instance, this
is that what a spam bot is?
Yeah, it's something you put in. Like, for instance, I'm guessing that this is what it is. I'm on the list where it says, look at the most recent members who have registered.
Okay.
Right? And I see, like, there's a whole bunch from USA, and it says you click to where you can look at the person's webpage.
Right.
And quite a few of them are linked directly to MySpace pages and stuff like that.
Okay.
What about when you click on, for instance, I don't know, the one that says Turkey. That's the country.
Hmm.
Turkey. And it is a link to sister and sister sex.
Oh.
What about when you click on the one that says Germany, and this is the one that just flipped me out.
Right.
The website says kid porno.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to report that, I would imagine.
Yep. I mean, this
That's
whole
bad stuff.
This whole thing is just we should just shut down this message board. I mean,
if that's nasty stuff.
Yeah. Look at this thing, for God's sake.
So, is that what they're called, spam bots, when somebody just sends an email to a chat group under the guise of being an individual, when it's actually going to, if you reply to it, it's going to link you to something horrible?
You know, I'm really not. They explained it to me one time in an IT meeting. They are like little, like in the Matrix, those little spiders that wanted to come and eat everything up. Mm-hmm. They get in, they sign up as being regular members.
It's like a chain letter, actually.
Yeah, and somehow it infiltrates the website.
Right. Not good. Not good at all.
And there's a lot of ones that are more benign than that. Like, okay, here's some guy says he's from France. Mm-hmm. I click on the website, and it's buy more Viagra now.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's all over the internet. Sure. I get more spam for that kind of stuff, for prescription drugs over the internet, mm-hmm, than anything else.
But what I'm saying is these are people who are signing up as being listeners of the show, and here's one of the guys says his name is Fred, and it says he listens in Greenland.
Okay, so you click on his reply.
You click on his reply, and there's a naked chick.
And you're does it look like it's a website or just a picture?
Yeah. You're entering something called adult dating. Sex date tonight. Go on a date tonight.
God, it's amazing. Tonight. It is. You know what? It's amazing how unregulated it is. I mean, it really is. It's still Dodge City.
Here's another one that clicked on to bestofpills.com.
God. Well, I guess that lady found out, you know, when they were messing with her kid that committed suicide. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter because there are no laws about the internet right now. You can do anything you want there. Mm-hmm. Wide open.
Line 11, Jim Nance driving in a snowstorm.
Oh, really?
Now, hold on. Really, you got to tell Nancy, because of where we are in the show, we either break now and we can talk to him for a while.
Okay.
Or we can talk to him here, and we only have like 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, I'll give him his choice.
Would you please?
Let's see what happens.
Wait, why don't you please ask Jim? Tell him we'll break in about 3 minutes, and we'll get back to him right after that.
Okay.
See if that works.
Let's see how that goes. We're going to hear his response live on the radio.
And don't forget, tell him 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on the wheel.
Yes, and also turn into the skid.
Tell them we're having an important discussion about internet pornography. Tell them we're talking about child pornography.
That'll be perfect.
Ah, see.
Thank you, Jim.
She's a good girl.
She is. She went along with
she's
us.
She's a classy lady.
She's no Rich Eisen.
10 and 2.
That's for sure.
All right, so
she's
he's got
no
his
Rich Eisen.
So he'll be in so the
this
next
is,
break.
But this is concerning me about this website. I mean, this
they
is
do, and it's our
I
website.
Mean, especially if you say there's kiddie porn on there?
I clicked on one of the links where it says and again, I'm on the part where it says member list.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike Show, official member board. Member list, guy's name, whatever it is, unreadable. Germany, click on where it says website, and it opens right onto, it says, kid porn.
Oh, Jesus. Huh. Well, report that one. I mean, that's the stuff they are busting. They do have laws about that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel I'm reporting that now.
All right. Yeah, unfortunately. Well, if they're the proper FBI agents that are listening right now.
Uh-huh.
But I hate that... that those kind of underbelly people are crawling around our website. Mm-hmm. That's very disturbing.
See, I look, and for everyone like that, there's some guy who listens in Seattle, and his homepage is the homepage of the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, it's a very dangerous game when you're on there, and you have to be very, very careful, especially if you have kids. You have to know exactly what's going on because, it's happening all the time.
That is just
I watched
a mess.
To Catch a Predator.
And I don't know enough about it. All I know is...
Who does, really?
I say, can the show be heard on the website? Are the pictures on the website?
Right.
Good. That's what we care about.
Are we getting a lot of hits on the website? That's a good thing.
Yeah. Hi. What I do is put the kiddie porn site on there
hello,
for Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Radio Gods, I have a question for Mike.
I'm standing by with your answer.
What is it?
What I will know is after the Red Sox, I'm a big Red Sox fan.
Before you proceed, can I ask you one question?
Sure can.
How long have you been drinking?
How long have I been drinking?
Today.
Don't answer
today.
A
when
question
did you,
with a question, please.
When did you start drinking today?
I haven't been drinking yet, but
you're lying. You're lying. You're lying through your teeth. We can't have any kind of meaningful dialogue if you're going to lie to me.
Okay.
All right. Now, come on.
I did crack a beer about 45 minutes ago.
Thank you very much.
See, you cannot fool Mike. You cannot fool Mother Nature.
Not when it comes to drinking.
You cannot fool Mike.
You know, I have made a mistake on several people that were on prescription medication.
Sure,
but
it happens.
In your particular case, I knew you were drinking. Now, what can I do for you? We're talking about the Red Sox.
After the Red Sox won the World Series, rumor has it that you said that you had spent like $600 on the website buying merchandise. Is that correct?
You made a
I think you said you
effect.
Spent you spent a lot of money buying like Red Sox World
yeah,
Series
I,
stuff.
I did. I spent a lot of money on the website.
And?
I didn't say I was. I said I did, and I did do that.
Okay, now my question to you is, have you received anything?
Yes, I have.
And what did you get, and what did you like the most?
I'll tell you exactly what I got. The thing that I got that I liked the most was a World Series jacket from the 2007 World Series that was the women's edition, and I'm wearing the one with the rhinestones, and I couldn't love anything more.
By the way, something, what do you care?
Why, did you try to get stuff off the website and not get it?
No, I am a domestically challenged person as far as cash goes, so...
You're broke.
I wanted,
you're not domestically challenged.
Yeah, so I wanted to know what you got and what you liked the most, so that when I decide to go and get something, what you liked, maybe I'll go and purchase one of those items.
Get the American League Championship hat. That's the... For the money, that's what I like the most. It's not a World Series championship hat, but...
No, I mean, back in 04, I got a bunch of, World Series hats.
Bye!
get the Yaz butt plug.
That's still a very popular, but you know it's sold out during the holidays.
You know. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, the real question is, what time did you start drinking today?
Well, on a Friday,
as
normally.
As always.
It was usually, Don gets here about, what time do you get here? About 2:30 today?
2:30 today.
I started about 2:15, about 15 minutes before Don got here, and I've been doing it ever since.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have another.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The whole internet link thing?
Yes.
The secret here is that those guys are doing it so they can get higher rankings in the Google. The more links that go to their website out of the internet, the higher the rankings
right, listen,
are.
I don't care about that. I'm sure I speak for everyone here. I just don't want someone going to our website saying, oh, there's someone who listens in Germany, and then you just saw what I saw, kid porn, which makes me want to throw this computer away.
Yeah, bad, bad stuff.
Right?
Very, very bad. And I would like to know how we can combat that, how we can edit that crap out of our website.
For now, we'll just shut down that part of our website, mm-hmm. I think. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, it's real easy to fix. Whoever's putting your website up for you, they just got to put a graphic in there. It's a code you have to enter in, so you have to do it manually. It's not as hard as it sounds. I mean, I do it for a living.
I'm sure. Now, listen, I know we are going to get thousands of listeners calling us telling how easy it is to fix.
We're in that neck of the woods, right in our backyard.
No,
the technology corridor.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to fix it the old-fashioned way. We'll just shut it down.
We'll break it.
I mean, yeah, we just break the message board.
We're going to break the message board, then it'll be fixed.
We'll just break all the links that people can put kitty porn on our website. There you go. And then, you know, go to DCR TV or go to the Radio Gods forum and have yourself a good old time.
I don't doubt for a second that eventually those kind of websites, you're going to have the long arm of the law be able to reach out on those things and nail those people right away. But for now, it's very difficult to track these people. And so the best thing to do is just eliminate it.
That's it. So anyway, well, we just look at that. We just handled this ourselves.
We did some good.
Fixed.
I feel like we're acting in a scene from Tombstone.
Done and done.
Way to go, Wyatt.
I'm a little more internet savvy than you think. For instance, this douchebag right here.
Hey, oh, Don and Mike.
Hey, douchebag, how many times are you going to call this show and then post on a message board that you made it through? Do you think Joe has not identified you, free bird?
Hey, Don.
Answer the question. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hold on. You didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
I want to tell
you, so you're an agenda. An agenda.
You are one of the reasons that in the past we've had slight problems with that particular website, which is, I think, predominantly made of good nuts who listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I wanted to tell Mike something.
Hold on. Why aren't you having any dialogue with us about this?
Talk with us about
this. Hold on. Joe is just informing now. We've seen you for a long time because you write to our website all the time, and you write stuff that never gets posted on our website. Then you like going on Radio God's forum and writing how bad our website sucks. And Joe says, hold on, let me read this. You just got on the air the other day and you printed it on that other website. So now we know who you are. So hi, dumbass.
Hello.
How does it feel to be called out? You're not hiding behind the internet anymore.
I'm not hiding.
See, he is not able to communicate normally about
it. I'm not taking the internet as seriously as you guys are, obviously.
What's that?
I'm not, losing any sleep over a couple of message boards, obviously.
First off, I'm losing sleep about the fact that our message board may be linked to child porn. We're not losing any sleep about simply saying to someone who is sent, hold on, you've sent over 170 posts to our website that have not gotten through.
I haven't gone to your website in a while.
Well, that says something right there.
You guys stop posting stuff. It takes weeks to get on.
You sound like you're a little...
All I know is that Joe has said from the back room, you're one of the guys that gets on Radio God's forum and lights being a big swinging dick about everything.
You know what? I loved your website when it first came on, but nobody ever took care of it. So I went back to Radio Gods Forum.
Joe
and
says
that
this,
there.
Joe
That's
is now
why I quit posting on your website.
Joe is now writing me. This is pretty much this guy's entire spiel, that he just sends us emails all the time saying that our website is slow. And then he goes on the other site, and he writes the same thing. And he got on, was it yesterday or the day before? Either way. When did you get on, and then you posted, like, I got on the air?
No, I want to be on your website, and I try to post on it, but it takes weeks for something to be approved.
Why does that bother you?
That's the whole thing.
Seriously, dude, why do you care? Why does it bother you? You obviously are a guy who goes to a lot of message sites to write stuff about our show, good, bad, or indifferent. Why you got such a hard-on if it takes a day for a post to be approved?
I don't. I just stopped going to it.
Really, then what about these 170 emails, and how is it that Joe identified you on the telephone, and how is it that Joe pulled up from Radio Gods Forum? You're on that site yesterday writing, I called, I got through.
That's right, and that's where I'm going to go.
What do you do during the day? Do you have any kind of job?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm a nuclear physicist.
I find that very hard to believe.
Now, do not get me wrong. I'm not trying to pick a fight here.
I think
it's interesting that Joe has outed you as one of these tools that lives on the internet. And now he's telling me, hold on, that the people on that website don't even like you.
I don't live on the internet.
Oh, you don't? You don't?
15 minutes a day on the internet.
170 emails alone to our website since January.
Just from you.
From you.
That sounds like it might be more than 15 minutes a day.
That's post to your website, correct?
Yes.
Yes, right.
What's wrong with that?
You go to other chat groups.
Here's the only thing. I understand why Joe has picked you out. I get it. You're a guy that emails us all the time and bitches all the time about our message board. You go on other message boards and bitch about it. We finally had a chance to put a face with the very confusing, frankly, many times unreadable emails we've received, and now we know it's you.
And your point is?
No, the point is you've been causing a great deal of trouble on our website, complaining about it, and now we know who you are.
Just stop your bitching. I mean,
seeing as you would call and you would not mention that, and so the point is we have, in a way, we have outed you.
See, because you're a guy that, here's the way it was just explained to me. You're a guy that goes on Radio Gods Forum and either bitches about about our website or bitches about the show or gets on this show and immediately goes there and log in and say, hey, I got on the air.
And we have a problem with people that want to have it both ways. It frustrates us.
So either,
I love the show. I don't particularly care for the website. I think it needs more maintenance. That's
you know,
the whole thing.
I think your underpants probably need more maintenance, but...
You've never resided in Germany, have you?
I did, too.
You did?
For 3 years.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm doing some amateur sleuthing here.
All I know is that you've been flagged as some internet kook.
Because I don't like your website.
Yes, because you don't like our website, because you've sent us all these emails, and you go to the other website, and all you do is bitch and complain. And...
Yeah, you don't have to like anything we do, but the fact is that you're... level of communication borders on the obsessive.
And we just wanted the chance to speak to you face-to-face. So now
awesome.
Go back on that other website and write right now that you got on the air.
Hey, I will go to that other website. You don't have to worry about me posting on your website.
No, we're not going to have any more posts on it. We're getting rid of our message board because of the kiddie porn
down.
No, it's not because of the kiddie porn. I think it's because nobody ever approves any posts.
That's not true. That's not true. We don't approve your posts.
I don't care because I haven't posted anything.
No, except for the 170-some emails you've sent us.
Yeah, from January through what? May or August? I mean, come on.
Through May.
What does it matter? Think of that. 170. Think about that.
Dude, here's the thing.
You would want people to post on your website.
Normal people.
Hold on. Here's the thing. I don't know where you got this in your head. We don't want people to post. We don't have a website so that we can have a message board. Why is that lost on you?
We have a message board. We have a website, rather, so that we can promote events on the show, and it can be interactive with the radio show, and we can actually put up there things that we're doing, promote things that are coming up, and use that website as a vehicle to promote the radio program. That's really the reason we do it.
The message board stuff pretty much gets handled by the fan sites.
Right.
Well, that's why I go to the message board, to interact with some of the fans.
No, the bottom line is with message boards, and you will find this with the vast majority of message boards, they dwell almost exclusively in the negative. Very rarely do you read anything positive on a message board.
I never posted in the no negatives, in the negative section.
We're getting in a fight with an idiot here, and I don't know why. It's just stop emailing us, because now we know who you are.
I stopped emailing you months ago.
No, you didn't. No, you did. Just leave us alone. Stop calling. Stop emailing. You know,
that's not a problem. You're just upset. You're just upset. Calm down. Take a deep breath.
No, we're upset with you. It's nobody but you.
I'm still going to listen to the show. It doesn't matter to me.
It's you're still going to listen to the show. You have every right in the world. We hope you do that.
I love the show.
Continue to do that. Just stop pestering.
Just suck on my left one.
Stop pestering.
I suck too much.
All right, go away.
I'm gone.
Goodbye.
Sure is. Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah. He's so long.
I knew what Joe was saying. Do you understand what Joe was saying? This guy has been like a fly in the ointment that we've been trying to catch for
a while.
Yeah,
I know exactly what was going on with that guy. He's a guy that's just been kind of a pain in the ass, and he loves to bitch about the website. And finally, we got him. He's come on the show a number of times, and we finally caught him when he was coming on. And it's nice to call somebody out when they're talking a little trash on you. Right. Nice to let them know that we know, you know. Not like, hey, pal, thanks a lot. We appreciate your support. Then he goes on a message board, and it's a totally different attitude.
And listen.
I know what that's all about.
Especially at this point in my life, in my career, please trust me. I mean this from my heart. I deleted that out. What idiots write about us. However, as a message from me to the people at that site, the Radio Gods Forum site, when I was looking at the thing, Joe showing me that, they all got a giant hard-on, and I'll tell you what their hard-on is about. Back when, in January, there was a guy that was more than stalking me. He was sending me death threats.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Post had found out about it. And in a preemptive move, I mentioned on the radio that there was something going on involving a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get a call a couple days later. Somebody says, hey, this fan site, you know, they're writing about the guy. They know who the guy is. So I asked our producer at the time, John, because, I mean, I was dealing with cops and with just crazy stuff. I said, listen, I swear to God, I know those people are fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just send him a note and tell him, listen, it's really, at this point, the guy hadn't gone to court yet. The guy hadn't been locked up in jail yet. Mm-hmm. It's really not good if you're fans of the show to be speculating about exactly who this guy is because he's posted on your website before. And somehow the message got delivered in such a way that these people got their absolute panties in a royal wad thinking it's about free speech and it's about public knowledge and public domain, and the whole thing is
when we were basically asking for a favor.
Yes, I would never ever want to talk about someone trying to kill my family. I would never want to do that. I only mentioned it on the radio as a way of subverting the guy from the Washington Post who was going to write about it because he had heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had John contact these people, and I got to look at a thread of this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. My God, it's like
still going on?
They still have a hard on. The people of that website still have a hard on because of that, because they're mad that I guess John didn't phrase it correctly when he sent them a note to ask them to take down that thread. Their entire the genesis of what they're saying was, well, these guys do a show and they say anything they want and we can write anything we want, and F Don and F Mike and F John, nobody tells us how to live. And that was not my point at all. My point was, you had a guy who had posted on this internet site before. You had a guy who very seriously, I mean, thank God this guy's locked up.
Mm-hmm.
This was some scary S. And all I was asking for is if this thing did get out into the grand public, which thank goodness it didn't, is that maybe somebody doing a search on this wouldn't go right to this fan site and see a thread that had this guy's name and where he lived, and people goofing
about it. And the thing blew up, and it blew up out of control, and it still lingers there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't go to that website. I don't know. I don't know what they write about.
Well, I'm guilty. I went there a couple of days ago, and Joe just flagged me
it's
about
still going on?
About this thing. Yeah, that there still is an underlying tone of, you know, hey, those guys are dicks, and those guys, you know, you can take it. You can't dish it out.
Yeah, they didn't understand what was going on with that.
You know, I mean, what do you people really expect me to do? I mean... I looked at some of the threads, and now looking back later, and time is a great buffer.
Right.
You look back, you get people writing about something you don't know about, and if somebody from this show contacts you and says, please just knock it off, even if the guy wrote the most bass-ackwards letter in the world.
And we're talking about going to individuals here.
Yeah, he went.
We're talking about communicating with individuals, say, hey, listen, on this particular, we're giving you a little insight here on this situation that is being dealt with.
And rather
and
than...
instead of taking it and saying, hey, that's cool, I'll do that. It's almost like kind of a rapport that you would have with a journalist when you said, hey, I would appreciate you not going with this because it's going to, you know, it's going to upset some people and it's going to jeopardize some people's, you know, I don't want to go so far as to say jeopardize lives, but it's going to make, it's going to stir things up that don't need to be stirred
up. And I know these cats are going to say, well, you talked about it on the air. I mentioned it for 15 seconds, passing at the beginning of a show, not to sensationalize it. God knows I didn't want to talk about it.
No, and then you were being told by the people that tell you that type of thing to keep it, you know, as low a profile. We were asking for help in doing that, and they were indignant because they thought we were telling them, you know, we're trying to control their content when, in fact, we were just asking for a favor. Nothing.
Yeah,
like
that is still something that they have a hard on.
They're still talking about that?
No, it still lingers.
Good
there.
Good Lord,
it still lingers there.
Well, maybe they understand by hearing you talk about it right now. You know, the situation that you were dealing with there.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a nasty, horrible, difficult situation that was coming on the heels of you dealing with another difficult situation.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. It happened 1, 2, 3, just like that.
I mean, it's funny for everybody on the, for especially a few people on that website. I mean, I know we live in a world, and I'm as guilty as the rest. But if I make a mistake like I did, like I think I did when I spoke about Sean Taylor, I will tell you I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, people, really seriously, my son, my girlfriend, my life. Why do you think this guy ended up in jail? Do you think this guy ended up in jail because it was some big joke?
You know, that was a very, very serious situation, and it had to be handled very seriously. And I really think that if they are still talking about this, hopefully hearing this today, they understand a little bit about what was going on.
Hope so.
But now, you know, here's the problem. This is always going to be the problem with the internet. It will never change.
No.
You can be so much more courageous behind that keyboard. When you don't have to look somebody in the eye, when you don't have to talk on the radio, when you don't have to call somebody up on the telephone.
And if you people at that website are saying, gee, Don, how come you didn't contact us yourself? Well, maybe it's because I was dealing with my son, my girlfriend,
maybe
other
it's
people.
Because also you were dealing with somebody who was a fan of the show where this all started. And I don't think that I remember when that happened. That was the last thing you wanted to do. You wanted to have a buffer between you and that simply because
you
were dealing with all that crap that was going on.
Right.
And it's very, very easy to be, A, cowardly, B, unreasonable. You don't have any accountability. You don't. You know something? You want to compare a website where there's a message board to this radio show. I will tell you what the difference is. The difference is one word. It is called accountability. If you and I go and step on our you-know-whats, We're held accountable because everybody knows we're the ones that did it.
We went through that the other day. But that's why I'm glad Joe brought that up, and I'm sorry to make this a downer for everybody. Everything is fine. The dude's taken care of. Everything is great now.
But you're never going to get satisfaction from message boards.
No.
It's never going to happen.
No.
I mean, long as you guys, people can hide over there, you know, that guy that we just had on the air.
I understand. Yeah.
He's writing to it right now.
I swear to any God you believe in, I am not overreacting. It's like, oh, my God, they're writing bad things about the show. No, this was real life, and it blew my mind that nobody on that message board bothered to think for 1 second, hey, hold on, this is rather serious, you know, because you guys had a little bit of insider information. That's all. And even with all of that, I don't harbor any grudges. All I'm saying is
you understand that it does. I mean, as hard as it is to admit it, sometimes it does come with the territory.
It does, and it was all dealt with. But right. You know, like that guy that called, Christ. I mean, really, message board. Hey, you don't post it up on your man. You can't.
Hey, there's no rule that says we have to like the guy.
No, nope.
There's no rule at all that says that.
Anyway, all of that is because of kitty porn. So I guess kitty porn did some good today.
So we're no more message board. We're going to blow it up for a while.
Well, we got to until we find out what all those stupid links are.
Yeah, and make sure that the links to Germany get in the right hands. I think Rob we should do that.
Speaking of that, Rob is just giving me a note. We need to break now. Mm-hmm. Or the last hour will not succeed.
Very good.
We'll be right. And poor Jim Nance is probably still driving in the snowstorm.
I hope he's safe.
Oh, God.
He's waiting for our call.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.